When you're talking about homeschooling, I think we need to redefine the terms of everything. So we're trying to begin our own language. I think that's the other part of it. The Raven is beginning a new language. I was just talking to our mutual friend of ours the other day, who has a very beautiful kid who's a little bit older than my son, and and we were just talking because we often fantasize together about buying land somewhere and raising our kids and having a family, just running away and have being connected to earth. And anyways, and he was saying, just as the Raven, you say, and I think more of us are realizing that we need our own language. And I think that that's definitely an important part of it. So language is definitely important to redefine. So when we're talking about homeschooling, you think in your mind, you think of for me, I think of, a child by themselves in their room, working through, assignments or whatnot. And really we need to transform the way we think of education. So when we're thinking about think tanks, I see that as a solution to many different problems, one being education, because children would be in these circles, in fact, having the most important education of all, which is the power of concerted human effort. They see firsthand what it looks like for human beings coming together and actually creating the world that they want. They don't see that in this system. In fact, all they see is what we've been talking about this whole entire time, which is hierarchy, racing to the top, competing against your brothers and sisters. And you see that in the educational system. Again, when I go to work every day, I see the ways in which children are trying to tear each other down, compete with each other. Even with this latest thing last year, in the Berkeley school districts, they implemented this thing called Just Write Books, which is basically a rating system for all children, so that teachers and parents and everyone could be on the same page as to their child's progression in terms of reading. So you have kids on the playground saying, it's a rating system A through Z, A being the lowest, Z being the highest, and kids are like, I'm a W, and other kids are like hanging their head low and saying, not saying anything, and creating this shame, and other people are feeling smart. And these are second graders. These are third graders who are feeling like they're not smart enough because for whatever reason, they have not been rated the same level as another child. That is wrong and effed up, and we accept it. And so I'm suggesting everyone listening is that there's so many more examples of that and ways in which our children are being taught some really effed up things, that we need to take a look at and challenge, because we do have, as you said, the Raven, as parents, as citizens of the United States, as people of the world, we have a responsibility to all of us.